Bez Hashem, we learned Mishnah in Simin Lamed Beis. We are in Sift Hezvav, Sift Kotan Lamed Zayin, Shir number 77. And let's begin from the beginning of Sift Hezvav. Mechaber told us, we saw this yesterday, Yim La'achar Shenichtav Nikei B'Seich Ha'hei Ayemem. So we're discussing that the Klaf is based on, it should be Tama, it should be complete. As we mentioned in the previous year, that the Klaf should be complete without any rips, any holes. That's number one. Now, what happens if you have a tear in the klaf, in the letter, and the letter is still complete? So if this rip, the hole, appeared after you already wrote the letter, it's kosher. It's still kosher, because you have the tsura of the letter, and it happened afterwards. Now he's telling us that if you have the inside of the hay or the mem, you have a hole, it's kosher. Even the whole entire inside of the letter of the hey or the mem, or any letter that has three sides to it, any letter that has three sides, even if the whole entire inside has a hole, shehanekev emalei kol echolol, the nekev fills the whole cholol, it's still kosher. However, now we're up to Yerushalmi. Avol Yerushalmi mashma shegam bifnim tzarech sheyeh mukav klaf. Yerushalmi is mashma that even in the inside, shegam bifnim, Sarech Shia Mukav Klaf, and the inside also has to be Mukav Klaf. Says the Mishnah in Siv Katan Lamed Zayin, Shigam Bifnim, Im Kain, Dinai Kim Bachutz. So therefore, according to the Yushami, the inside of the letter has the same status as the outside of the letter. Im Kain, Dinai Kim Bachutz. Im Hoya Hanegab Soichoi. So therefore, if the hole was in the inside of the letter, Kaidim Ksiva, according to the Yishalmi, before the letter was written, so what would the din be? It would be puzzle. Because the Yishalmi is learning that the inside of the letter has the same din as the outside of the letter. And in the outside of the letter, if the hole was there before the letter was written, we said it would be puzzle. So to the inside letter has the same din. V'ayim betaz primagodim b'shem alavush, sheyesh lahachmir ki Yishalmi. Taz and the Prima Godim bring down the Lavush that one should be Machmir like this Yerushalmi. V'da'a. The Yerushalmi tzorech ha'kof as gvio b'chol etzdodim mi'bifnim k'moy b'chutz. The Yerushalmi's opinion is that the whole entire ois, the letter, has to be completely surrounded by klaf. In the inside, just like the outside of the letter. Mifnim, just like mibachutz, the inside of the letter, just like the outside of the letter. Alkein imnika v'soichay koydem aksiva. Therefore, if there's a hole before the letter was written, eitz v'ha'is near the letter, vayidei zayin in the mukof kvil, and through this it will not be mukof kvil, and now it will be surrounded by a letter. Yesh ligror me'ad mibifnim me'oivi hakav shel ha'is ye mukof kvil. What you should do is you should scrape away a little of the letter from the inside, or the thickness of the letter of the inside. And what you're going to do is, instead of the letter being flushed to the hole, to the tear that's inside, you scraped away some of the inside of the letter, and now what you did was, now it's surrounded by klaf. Oh. You scraped away a little of the letter from the inside, and you still have the tsura, the form of the letter, which is totally fine. And now it's also mukov gvil, it's also surrounded by klaf on the inside as well. Okay, that was Sifkot Lamed Zayin. That according to the Yishalmi, the din of the inside of the klaf has the same din of the letter, that is, of the letter of the inside, the same din as the outside. Sifkot Lamed Ches. So the Mechaber told us, Nikev Regel Pnimi Shel Hei. If the left leg of the hay, so the left leg of the hay is the tiny little dot. The tiny little dot on the left side of the hay. So nikev regel penimi shel hay. If the regel penimi, the left leg, the inside is referring to the left leg of the hay, there is a hole in it. Afilu leinisha mimeno ela kol shehu. Even if you only have a little dot remaining of the little line of the hay, the left side, it's kosher. Laharosh. The Rosh says it's still kosher. The Rosh says it's kosher. Sif kot lamed ches, wa adin im nimichot ktsos ktsas da niyadiyoy, so too if a little of the ink was rubbed off, v'loy nikev, and there wasn't, and v'loy nikev, and there was no hole. The dafka behei, palika rush, is only by hei does the rush disagree. Umachshir, and he says it's kosher, im nisha kol shuhu, bein l'mayil me'anekev, bein l'mata, whether it's above the hole or below the hole. Because he holds that there is no shear for the nekuda that's tluyaba. In other words, you can have the smallest amount of that dot, and that's sufficient. Even if you wrote a small ois, a small little letter, it's sufficient according to the Rosh. Kosher. But other letters like the ches and the like. Gamarosh made the regular small dina kimoi regular yimini. So the Rosh also agrees. Gamarosh made the regular has smally, the left leg has the same din as the right leg. The left leg has the same din as the right leg. So in other words, you're making a letter ches. You have to make sure that the left side of the line coming down is the same as the right side coming down. The Rama says, "I will share poiski matzvichin kimoli ois ktana v'achiyachusa." So the Mechaber brings a Rosh that tells us that nikiv regal pnimi shelhei afilo l'nishim imenu elakoshu is kosher l'Rosh. That the left side of the hay, the Rosh said, that a drop of ink is sufficient. The Rama brings that the other poiskim say, no, that's not enough. It has to actually be kimoloi ois ktana, the complete form of a small letter, not just a drop of ink. And this is the halacha, says the Rama.
It's an inverted yud.
Basically, it is. Basically, it might even be smaller. It probably is a little smaller. I was about to say that earlier, you should know, but I held myself back because I think it's actually a little smaller. No. You didn't think wrong. I'm glad you said it.
What
did
you say?
He said it's like an inverted yud.
Oh.
But it's to some degree, even... Even you see the yud, it really looks like the yud. If you hold it like this, it doesn't have the kaitzim. Okay, by the yud you have over here, you have the kaitzim coming down on the edges of the front of the yud. Now, if you turn the hay upside down, so it definitely does look like a yud, like Tzemach is saying, right? It's over here. Right, but you don't have the kaitzim. You don't have the kaitzim. The kaitzim are those little stems that are coming out. But for the most part, it is like that inverted yud. That is correct. So the Rama is saying, no, it can't just be a dot of ink. The Rama is bringing down that the poskim say, not like the Rosh, it has to be like a small letter, an actual small letter.
How big is a small letter?
A letter. There's no exact size.
Not sure.
I mean,
why do they keep saying?
Sif kolam test last line on the page. Matzuchin kimeloi ois kitana, the complete size of a small letter. First of all, we're talking about it's totally surrounded by the klaf. That's number one. Kegoyin shenikev, turn the page. La'achak ksiva. There's nikev. The whole came to the klaf after it was written. Kedibasamuch, as we'll see in Sivtei Zayin at the end. The lavach, because if not, this apostle afilu in nishtayer yoisik kimoloi ois ktana gam lorosh. Because if not, if the whole came before, it's going to be possible, even if you have more than the amount of that letter, according to the Rosh, because we said earlier that you can't have that hole there before you write it. The Rama didn't come to just be machmir like the other poiskim. But that's the pasha pshat in halacha. That's the pasha pshat in halacha that it has to be the size of a small letter. They have to be very careful and mention this to the seifrim that make a mistake with this. That the small little hay, left side of the hay, shouldn't be just be a drop of ink, but it should be the size of a small letter itself. So the Mishru is pointing out that when it comes to writing tefillin, when it comes to writing mezuzos, this is extremely important that it is written correctly the first time around. There is no control Z over here. Control Z for what is a shortcut of undoing, right? You can't undo it. Once you write that letter and you move on to the next one, and you move on to the next letter, that's it. If you did not fulfill it properly, make that ois, the little left leg of the hay properly, you cannot go fix it. You can't fix it. Because you need kesidron. It has to be written in order. Kesidron. Now, he says further, now, he says it's not going to help. Another important rule, which we'll see come up a few times, we had it earlier as well, which is as follows. Let's say you have a child, and the child says, oh, that's a hay. Does that help? So he says it doesn't help. When would that help to have a child read the letter and tell you it's a proper letter? That's when you have a suffix. That's when you have a doubt. You're not sure what is the status of a certain letter. But in a scenario where you see what the letter is, there's no suffix. The din says, according to the way the Rama is bringing down here, that it should be that left leg of the hay, at least the size of a small letter. So it doesn't help just to have a child read it and they'll tell you, oh, that's a letter hay. No, it's irrelevant. Fine. That if you didn't go on to the next letter yet, then you can still fix it. Sif Katan Mem Aleph, Mechamer tells us on top of the page, Nikiv Regal Hayimini, if the right leg now, second ago we were talking about the left leg, now we're talking about the longer right leg of the hay, Nikiv Regal Hayimini, the right leg had a hole in it. If you have still the form of a small letter on the right side of the leg, then we are saying it is still kosher. So here is the picture of a small little line of the right side of the leg. There's a small amount is still remaining. That's still a kosher hay. Says the Mishra Sifkat in Mem Aleph, Nikev Wadin, Im Nisa Ka'ois, either there's a hole there by the letter or it's severed. V'lay Nekev, Ay Nimchok Tzas Ka'ois, or the letter was a little erased. And the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case of the length of the letter. So too, if the width was affected, that it, there was a hole there by the width, or it was also scraped away. Doesn't make a difference whether it was through a hole forming there or because it was erased. If there's a small thin line, which is the picture I just showed you, shachar, it's black, kimay vav, yud, daka, is kosher, then it still will be kosher. There ain't shear la ovia oisius. Because there's no shear la ovia oisius to the thickness of the letters. So you could have, you know, a very fine, you know, sometimes you have a 0.7 lead pencil, or sometimes you have a 0.5, sometimes you have a 0.3, right? You could have a 0.3, you could have a 0.2, it could be, just as long as it's recognizable. You see a letter there, you see the ice. Yeah. So therefore, over here, where there's a rip, or there's a hole in the cloth, unless you scrape away and you only have a small thin line remaining, we're saying it's kosher. In this three, the daka shachar k'moy vav a yud is daka's kosher. Dein shir lo avya oisyes. Ela de benikev bein ba'avya bein ba'arkoy. Vinashinikev lo achak. See, on all these scenarios, we're talking here that the hole or the cut of the letter came after the letter was written. La'achar k'siva, as you've said numerous times. The right leg, sifkat mem beis. The right leg, we said, nikev regal yimini, there was a hole in the right leg of the hay. Says the prima godim near li, du adin l'sharo isis, k'goin dalet lamet pei, pshuta, tzadik, pshuta, kuf, reish, oi tof, oi ches. So all these other letters have the same din as well. L'chayor b'ches, bein ragla yimani oi yasmali, by the ches, it's either the right or left leg. So he says very clearly, what does it mean, the small letter? He says, like the size of a yud, that is sufficient, and that is a quote from the Prima Godin. Okay, Ayn Lekamon, we'll take a look later on, in Mitzvah Shem, when we see the Oisiyos, the letters of the letters of Simin Lamed Vav, of the Tzura Sa'ois, the actual letter, what it looks like. V'Ois Lamed O Pei Pshuta, V'Ois Lamed O Pei Pshuta, V'Tzadik Pshuta, V'Kuf, V'Ois V'Tav. Sivkotin Mem Gimel. The Mechari tells us, Im Nishtayir Mimenu Muloy Ois Ktana is kosher. If you have still a small size of a letter from the right leg now, earlier we were talking about the left leg, now we're talking about the right leg of the hay, it's still kosher. Hainu Mihanekiv Litzad Mailo. We're talking about from the hole and up. So here's an example where you have your hole in the right leg of your letter hey, and above the hole you still have a small ois katana size, a small size of the ois. Now we will not combine the ink that is below the hole to the ink that is above the hole. We will not combine the ink from below to above. You have to have above the hole the proper size. That alone needs to be a proper kosher size. Came into the Shloinisha Tsuras Ois Kitikuna. And what's the reason for that? Because we see that if you have this hole in the middle of the right side of the leg of the hay, and the top part above this this leg is not the right shear, then it's not kosher. However, but if you have from the hole in the above, oi may I have circle mailo, or from that separation and above as well, in nisak ois bemin. So if the hole ripped in the middle, kishir ois katana, like the size of a small letter, is kosher vein sarich laharois harois latinik. You don't have to show it to a child. Uadin im kasev lechatchila regel katana ketzara kazeh. If you originally wrote a small letter like this, also would not be a problem. The kosher, and he says, look at the prima godim for more in this discussion. Sif katan mem dalid, The Ramah says, the Mechaber says, Nikev regala yimoni in nishtayer mimenu muloy ois ketana is kosh. In nishtayer mimenu muloy ois ketana. Hainu yud uve koitz. In other words, he's saying here, it's the yud in the koitz hatachdoin shaloi. So he is saying you're going to have to have, in the picture we don't have it, but he's saying to have not just the yud, but the koitz as well, the bottom koitz as well, the bottom stem. Is what Sam was suggesting. The Fimad the Pazak the Kamon is similar with Vav, according to the way we pass in similar with Vav. Besides the Loy Mikri Yud Beloy Koitz HaTachtoin, that is not considered to be a Yud if you don't have the Koitz HaTachtoin. Now, what's the Koitz HaTachtoin? The Koitz HaTachtoin means the right leg of the Yud, as you have in the safe page 91, number 6. In other words, just the dot alone, like the way we learned, like the Rush was saying, just the dot alone will not be sufficient. I don't know if you can see it from your seat over there, but you have to have the right leg of the Yud. Okay, that's how you define what a Yud is. Okay, let's see. Let's go further. And now continue with Sif Tes Zayin. Mechaber tells us on the top of the page, Nisuk Achas Miha Oisiyos. One of the letters was Nisuk. It was severed. It wasn't straight down. There's a separation from one part of the letter to the next part of the letter. Hagah, the Rama says, Hapshutois. The regular letters could go in Vav, Zayin, or Shinisak regal Hanun, or the leg of the Nun was severed, or something like other letters like this as well. Im Tinig She'enoi, Loi Chacham Voloi Tipe, Shedei Lekroisai, Shedei Lekroisai is kosher. Not possible, and if not, it's possible. So here we have in Simon Lam Beis, Siv Tez Zayin, put in your memory bank, this is the Makar and Shulchan Aruch of the Halacha, that a child is able to be asked to read what is this letter, and if the child is not an extreme, very bright, the Yechokim, Volatibish, and that, also the other extreme, very not bright, it's an average-sized child, average in intellectual abilities. Then we will, if the child says it's kosher, we will go with what the child says. Because now, the point is, because you ask an adult, the adult sees the letter, he'll know what the word is, so he'll be able to read it right away. The child, in fact, when you see to cover up the sides, the child himself is a situation where the child doesn't know what's going on. He just looks at the letters, puts the letters together. So if he can tell you that's a correct letter, then says the Mechaber is kosher. Sif katan mem hei. Yesh lefayr sheshnei afanim. That there's a cut in the letter, in sif katan mem hei. It's either machmas neka, because of a hole, ve'ein ze kosher, and it won't be kosher, kim ben nekev achakach, unless the hole came afterwards, right? Like we explained. A hole in the cloth will only be kosher if the hole came to be after the fact. Or that the dioy was missing in that place. Or that the dioy was missing in that place. V'oivin zeh, hayakoy adin shulchan aruch, afilo mitchilas haksiva nasekach. So the second possibility is that shenechser hadiyoy v'ismakim, that the ink was missing. They just missed putting in some ink there, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Either he says v'oifin zeh hayakoy din the Shulchan Aruch afilim betchilas aksiva az nasekach, even if it was written like this originally with the lack of ink. Now sometimes you write something, you write a check, you're writing something, and you start out writing well, and all of a sudden your pen dies on you a little. and then it picks up at the end. So it could also be the Sefer has on a quill, he has some ink, and he has to turn the side of it a little, of the quill, and he loses some ink. So then there's a separation. There's ink, a space, and then more ink. So first he starts off and say we're talking the letters of Pshutos. Pshutos means the regular straight letters. The Vav, the Zayin. The letters on the beginning or the middle of a word. Lefichoch ein mayel ba in ishtai kimo liyud. The Adrab, and here is ki yud apostle. Hilkoch be'inon tinek bazeh. So in this case like this, will it help to have the shear, the size of a yud on these letters? The answer is 100% no. Why? Because the letter itself is supposed to be a Vav. Or the letter itself is supposed to be a Zayin. And if the child's, and you see it's a, the amount of ink is remaining is that of a Yud, and the child says that's a Yud, well, it's a Pasul Ksa because it's not supposed to be a Yud, it's supposed to be a Vav. Hilkoch binan tinak bazeh. That's why the child has to read it and say, oh no, that's not a Yud, it's a Vav. The child has to read it. Siv kot mem Zayin. Or Oishinisag Regel Hanun, or the leg of the Nun, or similar examples of letters were also severed. Kach Tzarech Loimar, Oishinisag Regel Hanun, as opposed to Regel Hahei. Regel Hei. It's not supposed to be Hei, but rather the Nun. Perish Nun Pshuta, regular Nun, Okayayitze Ba, so too by a Chaf Pshuta. Regular chaf, sharagal kitzara, v'daim kitzas ledalid. That the bottom leg of the chaf, a regular chaf, the bottom leg is a little shorter. And what does it look like? It looks a little like a dalid, or it looks a little like a resh. So in those cases, that's when you ask the child and say to the child, "What letter is that?" If he says a resh, it's supposed to be a chaf. It's possible. Okay, Siv Kot Memches. We said, what do? You have a child, he's not intellectually on any extreme, he's the average intellectual capabilities. He reads the letter and he tells you what he sees. Or she is works as totally fine as well. Boy or girl. I told you, but do you have a uvda? I at the time, my daughter, she was in third grade, was at 9 years old approximately, and brought her over. Baruch Hashem, she read it correctly, according to the Psak Halacha. And it was kosher. Then the Sefer just fixed up the mezuzah a little. Because you can't fix the mezuzah after the fact. First you need to know it's a proper ice. Once it's a proper ice, then you can fix it up. And you only have the remaining part before this separation, so the start of the letter. That's when it helps to have the child read it. However, if there is a separation from the top part of the letter, then there's a little cut, and then there's a bottom part of the letter, that's not going to help for the child to read it. Why? Because the child's going to say, oh, it's a Vav. He's going to see it's a Vav. The fact that it's a little severed, okay. The child will say, well, it's a Vav. That's not our question. The question is, before the sever, before the cut, where the ink stopped, what is that letter? That's the question. It's similar to the case where the leg of the aleph was severed from the rest of the aleph. What you have to do is cover the bottom part of the letter. You have to cover the bottom part of the letter. In this case, you have to cover the bottom part of the letter. The hand that didn't get started from Ashen Fine. We said Daimel and Nifsa Gregor Le Aluf Le Tzach Le Chaslis is Chela Kanisher Achar Hesek. The Ein Zed Daimel Le Mashi Kozer Shulchan. It's not similar to what the Shulchan Aruch writes. The Ein Tzarech Le Chaslis Shar Ois Yis. So later the Shulchan Aruch will say, you don't cover the letters. Why are we saying over here, cover the letter from above, cover the letter that is severed, and you only, right, the bottom part, and you only see the top letter, and you know, he'll say, it's a Yod, it's a Vav, it's a Zayin, whatever, he'll tell you, then you go with that. In this case, the Shulchan Aruch will also say, of course, you can cover it up. Also, too, most of the Achorim say like this as well, like to cover up the letter, part of the letter, so he can see what the part that he's looking at, what is that letter? As opposed to the Yeshuas Yaakov, is lenient, like the Meiri, that you don't have to cover it up. And the Gra and Simulam Vav is Mashu Gam Ken Kataz, the Levin Sarfino, the Ois, Mashu Lamata. We do not combine what is below the split of the letter. Mitzvah Shem, we continue with Sif Kotin Mem Test tomorrow.